Welcome to season two of Kind of a Big Deal. Doug Parks here with Terry Miller, and we have a special guest, which was on our podcast episode, Mike.
Hola, ¿cómo está, señor?
I've given Mike permission to say and do anything he wishes, so be prepared for a good time.
Hold on your assholes, bottoms. I'm coming fucking in. I didn't have time to go to Walgreens.
You know what? What is your favorite lube?
The one on sale?
Who needs lube, right? No.
Hold up. No, wait a minute. We're going to equal rights now. Bottoms need that. This is not Brokeback Mountain. We're not hawking loogies to get it moist.
I hate certain kinds. Like, what's that fucking shit that we got that time?
Oh, wait. I do have an answer to this. Water base. I didn't know that fucking oil base leaves stains. I'm sitting around like, whose asshole is greasy messing up the fucking sheets?
I like wet. It's water base. That stuff's pretty good. I do not like...
Is wet a brand? Oh, thank God. I thought you were talking about Terry's butt. I was like, that's rude. Yeah.
Platinum wet. But...
Because I'm telling you what, if that butthole's pre-lubed and there's no bottle nearby, run. Because it's the runs.
Yeah, so...
It's the Trojan shit.
Well, there's a lot of it that's crap out there. I don't like the KYs. I don't like them. I don't like that stuff that heats up.
No, that shit burns.
Yeah, like it gets on your balls.
It's a tingling sensation. No, it's hellfire on your balls. No.
Yeah, it's like putting Bengay.
It's like icy hot. Might as well just wipe your butthole and your dick with a Vicks vapor rub and hate the night. Don't do it. The worst part is I'm uncircumcised. That shit gets caught in the flaps.
God, you're lucky. My mom and dad mutilated my penis when I was a baby.
Mine too.
Because you're fucking Americans.
I know, right? His sisters recently had two babies, and I asked them if they were having them circumcised, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't want your babies, because they were going to try to get me to us to adopt their babies. And I'm like, I'm not going to adopt your baby if you mutilated its penis, you know?
That's fucked up. The baby gets scalped, now the gays don't want them. That's just fucking rude. It's like, oh, what a cute puppy, but you cropped its ears. Fuck it, you can rot here.
You docked its tail, bitch. I don't want it.
Not tail. That's castration.
Sorry. Why are the gays so fucking picky?
You say gays. You're the only bottom in this room. You're target number one when it comes to pickiness. Let's be very clear.
But they are. They're constantly picky. They pick and choose.
Well, fucking right. Have you seen our past? When we have been given the shit end of the stick, literally and figuratively. And now we got rights, bitch. We ain't doing it unless we want it. It's like, fuck you. Oh, we were dead 10 years ago. Now we want everything.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I think that's an American gay thing. Because I tell you what, coming in the States, you all are some picky ass fucking bitches.
Well, Americans in general are overbearing and picky and
entitled.
That's the perfect word for it.
Self-centered.
This is why I'm so glad for dual citizenship. I can leave you bitches at any time.
Yeah. How does it differ between here and there?
You said there, like there's only two places. Which there? I've been everywhere.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. There's so many places you've been, you could probably give us perspectives from all of them. So you'll have to tell us what the there is.
Okay, so I'm just going to give a broad there spectrum. Something about here where every last little motherfucker gets a little, you know, trophy for trying. And that's where I think the problem is. Everyone thinks, oh, my opinion matters. No, bitch. Calm down. Sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. When you have all your teeth and only two chins or less, then we will listen. Fuck you, Karen. Get a new haircut.
I like that new term, Karen.
I love it because a good friend of mine, his name is Karen, and now she's like, fuck y'all. I'm like, oh, here comes Karen. She's like, stop it. I don't give a shit about anything. I know. But you were doomed with that name.
Yeah, my cousin Karen hates it.
Yeah, but they kind of deserve it. Are they both white women?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to shit on you for the next 10 years until someone else fucks up and becomes a meme.
I mean, like, I wouldn't mind being a meme. I would just play up to it. I wouldn't care.
See, the great thing about me is I'm too ugly and boring to be a meme, so I'm safe.
I saw this thing on Facebook today, and it said, what's up with all this Karen shit? Whatever happened to Felicia? Did she finally fucking leave?
Felicia's just watching from the sidelines. Like, yeah, bitch, it's your white ass turn. Felicia's now saying bye. Bye, bitch. Get going.
I thought maybe Felicia was out there fighting for Black Lives Matter.
I don't know how to comment to that, so probably everyone but the Karens are doing that.
You ever lived in Australia?
Me?
Yeah.
No, things start to eat you and it's hot.
I was there for a month, but that was a long story. But I wanted to move there. I thought it was awesome, but I was in Sydney. I wasn't anywhere else.
Yeah. I've been to Sydney. I didn't live there. But I also lived in New Zealand, and guess what I've learned? Australia is to Florida as New Zealand is into New England. The crazy hot killing shit with drugs are down south. I'm going to stay right up here up north.
Yeah. You got to check your shoes for spiders. You have to check your beds for snakes. It's crazy. You have to look under the toilet seat before you sit down.
No, I will shit in a corner.
Thank you.
Yeah, like it's weird.
You better hope you have a garbage disposal. I'll shit in your sink. I'm not doing that.
What 10 things do gay men never tell their parents?
How big they actually like it?
Like I don't talk to my parents about any of that because they're against my sexuality. They're Christians. Oh. They're American Christians. I don't know if Christians are different in other countries, but American Christians are insane. Like,
I don't know. My mom was agnostic. My dad was atheist, so didn't have to deal with that. I've dealt with Christians in other countries, and they're just kind of like, oh, I found God. Who did you find? I was like, a sail in aisle three. They're like, oh, that's nice.
We used to always meet our friends outside the house because, like, if we coughed or sneezed, my mom would grab a hold of our heads and yell really loud, in the name of Jesus, demons, I command you to leave my son, and stuff like that. So it was really, really embarrassing. And then, of course, when I came out as 21, my mom told me I was possessed by Satan and she wasn't going to have that in her house. So I had to leave. So it's like that type of shit I grew up with. But I just wonder, like, in other countries, is the Christianity different or is it along the same lines?
No matter what you are in this world, there are some crazy ass fucking religious people.
Yeah.
No matter where you are. Here, it just, everyone seems to use that as an excuse. Well, get the fuck over it. I don't understand that about America. It's like, oh yeah, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Unless you're not white, pray to Jesus, or, you know, we don't, or you have an accent, then, you know, pipe the fuck down. I just like, huh? Of course, what am I to talk about? I'm a big, pacey white man. I don't know the struggle.
I don't think any white person knows any struggle of that.
I can't
like
see any struggle, but
not like on the
not like that
racial level.
Not on a racial level.
We can't even use gay because, you know, there is a poor little black transvestite out there who is struggling hard. I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, I think the black community is a lot harder on the gay thing than the white community.
I think no matter what, your background, nationality, all that, everyone's a little fucking hard. Just depends on who.
You have a game called Dashhoundopoly.
I have no idea what you're pointing at. Oh, look, I do.
That's very interesting.
Look. We're a gay couple, so we have kids. Our kids have four legs.
Yeah.
Sadly, one of our kids went over the Rainbow Bridge last year, and she was a dachshund. But, yeah. We're trying now to find a new puppy. And funny thing, we were just talking about, you know, the struggle gay. We almost found one, and the woman found out we were a gay couple and decided not to adopt to us because she thought it was not a healthy house for her babies.
It's not like you're fucking the dog.
I mean, doggy style, but not with that. Of course, now that I think about it, we were after a wiener dog, gay couple. Yeah, maybe I get the point. But either way, it's fucked up.
I found that I found that it doesn't matter who you are. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. If you love animals, you love animals. If you're not, then you're an asshole and you're going to be mean to them.
Too fucking shit.
You know, I've seen some gay people treat animals like shit. And most of them love animals, you know. But I've seen straight people treat animals like shit. But most of them love animals, you know.
Well, that goes back to Mac's comment about the whole thing with...
You know, we're talking about cruelty animals. I just threw my cat because she's trying to get into the microphone. Maybe I need to be thrown. Hold on.
She can say hi. There's bad people in all like different walks of life, races, sexualities. Yeah, there's bad people in all of it.
Some of those queers out there are some mean ass motherfuckers, let me tell you.
Well, it's because they hate themselves.
And there's some mean ass people in other countries. There's some mean ass people in that are African-American. Like, it's just, it's human nature.
Humans are assholes. Yeah. Get a dog or a cat.
Well, look at the people that fight dogs and the way they treat them.
Oh, fuck no.
You know, they're horrific to them animals.
Yeah. And look at the Tiger King. He was horrific to those tigers.
I am so mad that man is gay. It's just like, how fucking dare you? Do you know our struggle is so real right now? I don't have time for this.
I'm mad that somebody that ugly got somebody that hot.
Which one was hot?
The last one. The one that's the still meth like...
head who was straight, but no, he would take it. No,
the final one.
Kid, the little young one that's like totally in love with him and giving him every chance and still sticking with him, even though he's in jail.
In the very end, right before he went to jail. Look,
I have something called dignity. After episode 2, I stopped watching and just looked at the memes.
Yeah, I watched the whole series.
We even watched the reunion special, bro.
I am so angry on how happy you guys look while you say that. It's just, your teeth are falling out as you grin talking about it.
They all got their teeth fixed now.
Meth pays well? I mean, what the fuck?
The one guy that was the first husband, was he got his teeth fixed. The husband before the guy that blew his brains out. Oh, yeah, that's right. You only watched just episode 2.
Yes, I have dignity.
Well, actually, the first 2 episodes I thought sucked, the first 3. And then I started getting into it after that. Because I thought the beginning of it
so,
was atrocious.
You know the guy that, the second guy that he ended up marrying?
Yeah, there's the guy that got his teeth fixed.
How is he attractive?
No, that's the one that got his teeth fixed. That's not the attractive one.
Jesus Christ, man.
So, the second husband ended up accidentally blowing his brains out.
Is that the straight one?
Yeah.
There was 2 straight ones.
Yeah, because that first guy, he's married to a woman now and has kids.
Let me tell you, meth is stronger than any popper.
But there's the latest one that's still sticking with him after jail. And like totally in love with him and waiting for him to come home.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't hear my face right now.
But he's actually gay. Yeah, you have to put it into the mic what you think. Like, I don't understand why that kid's with him. Daddy issues?
He's not ugly. He's not as ugly as the first 3.
He is with him. He is now ugly, no matter what you say. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he has a gaping asshole. Who fucking knows?
Wait. Whoa. I didn't even put that in my head about the Tiger King being the bottom. I didn't even think about that until you just said that.
What the fuck?
But he was the top because he was saying, I don't know what it is that makes these guys let me fuck them. Because they were straight guys and he was topping them.
He says, fuck them. You know, women say, I fucked him. You're reading too much into these words. He means he's fucking. It doesn't mean that he necessarily... Oh, fuck, God knows. Why am I talking about Tiger King fucking? What kind of life am I living?
You're talking to Americans.
Get your white trash ass out of my house. No.
Go back to your double fry.
He is so white trash, he can't even say double side trailer. He's talking about KFC. He is so white, he's not even talking about a Popeyes order. This is how white trash it is in my house right now. Jesus Christ, my property value just went down. Fuck. Doug's over here like, oh God, why the fuck are we here?
No, I was just thinking, like, I can't wait till we buy our house and have our first party because people walk in the door, I'm going to give them badges. You know, you're bringing up our property value. You're bringing down our property value.
Mine's just going to say banned.
You have been canceled.
I don't even remember what that... Who was that bitch's name? You know, the life on the D list or B list?
What the fuck?
Oh, that's right. You're a fetus. You don't know what I'm talking about. Doug, you're old. What? You know what I'm talking about. Remember, she was funny as shit. She was the redhead who said everything until she did the, you know, cutting off Donald Trump's head.
Oh. The stand-up comedian.
Kathy.
I don't fucking know. Look, Kathy, I don't follow something. White women.
Kathy a lot. Lee Gifford. Kathy Griffith. Kathy Griffith.
Yeah, it's something Griffith. Oh Jesus.
She's really raunchy. I kind of don't like her. This is how dead
she is. The gays don't even remember her.
Yeah, I kind of don't like her. I never did like her. I think she's just loud and annoying. She's not funny.
So's half the gays.
Know? Yeah, that's true. So's half my exes.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin.
See, leave it to the bottom. He can figure that shit out. He can find anything on the internet.
Google's my best friend.
That's not what Doug said.
Is that what you named it?
Because it just needs a double click to get it working. Tap, tap, motherfucker. Time to wake up.
Well, we talked about this last season. We were talking about since I turned 40. I'm 44 now. But since I turned 40, weird things have been happening, like to my body. My body's acting different. And that was one of the things, like, Google isn't performing as well as it usually did.
Look, I'm going to tell you a little secret. The worst thing is a 60-year-old white woman told me this. And I'm offended because it's true. Gay men age like dairy. We are going to curdle and get sour quick. And you know what? I was so offended. Now I'm old. I'm like, God damn it, that bitch was right.
I found that herbs work really well, though. You know, natural supplements and stuff like
that. Oh, I don't smoke pot anymore.
Yeah, I still do, but...
Oh, trust me, we know. I see that little burnt lower lip.
Yeah.
That's not what he was talking about, but...
I was talking about, like, turmeric and things like that.
Oh, I cook with that shit all the time.
It's really good. I cook with all that, too, like, natural herbs and stuff and throw it in the food. It helps out a lot.
Yeah, I know. Andrew has me on every fucking supplement under the sun. I'm like, look, I'm trying to die by 47. You can't be trying this hard for me. I'm not doing no 48, 49, 50.
Oh, no.
I'm in my 30s and my life is going downhill.
I don't think the world's going to be like this much longer. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. I feel awkward, like, looking this way and he's over here.
Well, I'm sorry my dumb ass forgot the fucking cables.
Yeah. I don't know. This episode, let's get it under control here. Let's see.
Get it I love under when he control. Says take it under control. He just looks at me. I'm like, I am offended on how much I represent that statement.
I am a guest, goddammit. You all are supposed to have your shit together.
Look here, Barbara Walters. You need to get your old ass under control.
Let's talk about these gay men with daddy issues.
Terry, do you want to pick up on this one?
Why? Are you saying I have daddy issues?
Look, I'm just saying you were the youngest, feistiest thing in this room, and the one who's decaying in front of you is the one you're with. Love you, Doug.
Don't. Yeah. I'm 44 and he's 29. Let's talk about daddy issues.
Yeah, come on.
Good point.
Terry, to the floor. We have a guest speaker who knows all about these comments. Terry, you like that old dick?
You like those old wrinkly balls slapping you in the face?
Wait, that's not fair. All balls are wrinkly slapping you in the face. Look, I've been with 19-year-olds to 42-year-olds. They all look like dead, wrinkly baby birds just hanging in a sack.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I mean, I am pretty fucking young. And he is pretty fucking old.
Fucking in gay years, he is almost 70.
and you haven't had the sexual experiences with men that I have. So like being your first gay relationship, basically, you know, did you purposely go for somebody older, or is it just the way it happened?
It's just the way it happened.
You know,
I wasn't looking for you. You just fell into my fucking lap.
To be fair, and Doug, you don't look your age.
Yeah.
It's all that goddamn grooming you do. Just tricking the younger crowd.
It was.
Yeah, he only looks like he's in his 30s.
Yeah. I'm mad. He looks like he's younger than me. Fuck you.
It's a gift. I don't know. I rub cum all over my face. Tightens it up.
He's been bathing in baby's blood. That's what it is.
Every kiss begins with Doug. Jesus Christ. No. You know, this is why they won't adopt to us, Doug.
I don't think that I have daddy issues.
See,
I mean, I just, because I don't really fall in love with people because of their outer appearance. I'm more of the personality.
I'm not sure I get the daddy. Well, that's not true. I've seen that, like, a 19-year-old twink with like a 65-year-old man.
Yeah.
That's maybe daddy issues. But how I'm seeing it, especially with you two, Terry just went to the pound and he's like, I'm not dealing with no puppy pissing everywhere. I want that senior dog. Look at him. He loyal. He just wants to lay about and get cuddles. Come here, Doug. You're coming home with me. Oh, shit. He actually lives with you. So that's true now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when Doug and I got together, though, it was kind of like a, oh, I have a boyfriend now type of thing, because it wasn't like I was looking for a relationship. I was looking for friendships, and I met Doug, and there was a connection with Doug, and I really liked him, and then it went somewhere, but I didn't really want it to go anywhere.
I get that.
Our listeners heard this story before, because it was New Year's, and I was hanging out with some friends on New Year's, and we were playing these adult drinking games. Do this and say this. You know, you pick these cards. You had to either do something or say something, and it told you what it had to do. And one of them was that I had to go on social media and post something. I forgot the word they used, but it was supposed to be like offensive or like really shocking. So I went on Grindr. Yeah, I went on Grindr, and I put on my Grindr wall, I consider fisting first base. And this motherfucker hits me up.
See, here's the scary part. Maybe he thought he was wanting your fist. You know, Terry's like, you know, I got this nice fist. I moisturize these knuckles daily. I am prime fucking catch.
Well, I mean, and really it was just like it kind of caught me off guard, and I was like, oh, somebody actually has a sense of humor on Grindr. There isn't a bunch of, because Grindr's a bunch of trashy ass hoes most of the time.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
And I was like, oh, so let's message this guy and see what he's all about. And he was cute in his picture, like I noticed it, but that's not the reason why, like, I messaged him. I messaged him because I was like, how in the fuck is fisting first base? Like, there is no fucking way you actually believe that. Like, that was the reason why I messaged him. And, I mean, I guess.
I mean, once again, have you been in the gay community? Some people actually do think that's first base. It's like, look here, girl. He had no hangnails. I couldn't sit right for a week. It was magical. We're going for brunch on Sunday. I mean, I'm sorry to break it. We are some trashy, dirty people.
Did you see the video of the guy who had his entire arm all the way up to here? Up the guy's ass. I'm like, where the hell do you find room for an entire arm up an ass?
Here.
Like, you can wave at people through their mouth.
Where do you think puppeteering came from?
I thought that came from the presidency. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's recent. We're talking about old time. Ooh, God. You know, he's perfect for fisting. Those little hands, you won't even know it's in there. You just think you had corn for lunch. It's like, I feel a little nugget. Oh, it's Trump. Get that knuckle out of there.
Pour cheese Cheeto out of your when you pull your arm out of his ass, it looks like a Cheeto.
I don't want to think about that. You know, that's how they're going to destroy the gay culture. Just start showing big pictures of Trump's gaping asshole. God knows. Oh, he doesn't look like you've seen his hands. There's no way that man wipes appropriately. That's why he had tissue on his shoe when he came out into like Air Force One that one time. What are you looking at?
She
was growling. I thought there was somebody out there.
No. No, she's just mouthy.
Yeah, I don't. With that whole thing, like, I've been asked that a couple of times, too. It's like, are you with Doug because you have daddy issues? And I'm like, I wouldn't say that I have daddy issues.
I have no issue with this daddy.
I mean, I was raised by my dad. We didn't get along. He didn't really like me. I really didn't like him. But we both knew that. So there is no issue there.
I don't know. My dad never took me on special trips where we had sex all over the United States.
I don't know where to go with in that conversation. Doug, is there a story we need to talk about with you? Hold on. Tonight on Special Help, our special guest, Doug, went across the country thinking it was going to be a surprise. He had no idea the surprise waiting for him.
No, Daddy, no. You said just the first inch, just the head. Ah!
Why this is why he doesn't like KY. It was his daddy's favorite brand.
Why is Uncle Eddie here?
Oh my god.
He's going to make sure you don't scream by filling that hole while I go through the back door.
We're going to put you between us and throw you back and forth.
This got dark real fucking quick. Let's go back to puppies and kittens. Jesus Christ. There is one lone little boy in the closet listening to this, and at first he was for it. Then we go into the Doug's conversation across the island. He's like, never mind, I'll stay in this closet. It's safe. Harry Potter did it for years.
His name alone lets me know he's gay.
Who?
Harry Potter.
That boy is not gay. Number one, Harry Potter. It sounds like an abused vagina from the 70s. Harry Potter. That shit is a gaping hairy vagina.
But it's close to Harry Otter. That's where I was thinking.
Boy. Actually, he kind of is. He's in that movie Horns.
Yeah, like, yeah. Didn't he play a gay role in that?
Look, all I'm saying...
But have you seen Danny Radcliffe, though? He's cute.
Danny Radcliffe?
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Thank you. I was about to say, where in the world did you ever see it advertised? Danny Radcliffe, that is a knockoff porn.
That's what the author of Harry Potter always called him, was Danny Radcliffe.
That bitch doesn't like trans people. We don't talk about her in this house.
Yeah, she's got issues.
Oh.
She's got an issue and she needs a tissue.
A whole damn box of tissues.
Put in that gaping vagina.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, fucking. Kleenex. It absorbs and soothes.
You have to use the Kleenex with the Vicks Vapor Rub on it. Because it has a cooling sensation.
Hey, it's going to freshen that hole right on up. Ooh, this smells like eucalyptus down here.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Find that chamber of secrets.
That's why she don't like trans people. I've seen her face. She looks like she like stopped in between transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on some hormones.
Yeah, she's like them. Definitely like Caitlyn Jenner with all that money, still couldn't get it right.
Look. We aren't talking shit about Caitlyn. Have you seen what that poor woman had to live with? Those Kardashian bitches? Oh, fuck.
I feel bad for her just because of that.
The worst part is, you know, the whole time he was married to that woman, he was getting screwed in the ass. She was like, all right.
Are you ready for your pegging?
You know that gold medal? Melted it down and turned into a strap on. Get to fucking. And you know he was in Kim's closet every night. Like, I'm a pretty girl. I'm a pretty girl.
He's like, Chris, do I look beautiful in this dress?
No. I mean, you've seen how those girls treat their mom. Who do you think she took that hate out on?
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for Chris to become a man. And then they get back together.
Wait a minute. I thought she was.
No.
Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
Kris Jenner?
No. She's a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
She does look very man-ish.
With that face? I just thought she was like a gay man who wants to be called a her. I mean, all those business suits.
They could have stayed together, had their surgeries, and just stayed together.
She's always wearing track pants and sneakers. I was like, oh my God, she's a fucking bougie Ellen.
Yeah.
But really? Man, look, you don't wear track pants unless you're trying to hide a bulge. I'm just saying.
She needs to tuck it a little better.
She needs some milk. No. all right. So where are we going on this conversation? I knew there was a real question somewhere.
I saw where like all of Ellen's staff on her show or something is like.
I believe it.
Oh yeah.
Where she's like a bitch and shit.
I believe it. Look, I love me some Ellen. I appreciate a sick, twisted bitch. Don't get me wrong. But do you see what she does to her staff on camera?
Yeah.
Imagine what she does when the camera's off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Look at me. This is why no one likes gay people. We fucking will turn on our own if we think there's some tea behind it.
Spill it, bitch.
Yeah, I can kind of see where she was saying that her company's gotten so big it just got out of hand. Okay, but this shit has been going on. People are saying you are mean forever. You know?
Well, like, even like, so they always say that when you meet your idol, don't expect them to be extremely nice. Always expect them to be mean. So when they are nice, then it's a surprise to you.
Because I also think half of it is they don't get her sense of humor. Like, I'm a dark, twisted person, and I say whatever comes into my head, as we've learned from this episode alone. Imagine you didn't know me and you were a sensitive little snowflake. I don't hate you. But I'm not holding back on what I have to say, and maybe that's some of it.
Yeah, I want to start a company and not hire the snowflakes. I want to hire people who can take a joke and give it back.
I'll be your number one employee. Employee of the month. He's made the president cry twice.
You're welcome. So you take... but yeah, so I think that it most of it's true. I just... Like I said, though, a lot of her fans that have met her said that she's even mean to them, but she's very sarcastic. So a lot of people can't take sarcasm.
Fans deserve it. Do you see how them bitches act sometimes?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who's that guy who does the car karaoke?
Carpool karaoke. I love him.
Oh, James Corden.
Gordon. Someone thought I was him. I don't know how. And they were like, oh my God, how are you going to have a hug? I was like, no. They're like, this is why you're an asshole. I'm like, because I don't want strangers with herpes to touch me. You fans are a little psychotic. And she had herpes. Let me tell you, that's not a pop pimple on exactly the corner of your mouth. That's fucking herpes.
A pop pimple. Mm-mm.
This is why I don't share chapstick. Not because I don't love you. It's not because your lips, I'm sure they hurt. I can see them cracked from here. But you might have herpes.
I don't want that simplex.
This is also why I never did glory holes. I don't know what mouth is on the other side of that fucking hole. Mm-mm. Could be a Tiger King. Hell, it could fucking be a Michelle Obama. Love you. Don't want your mouth on my dick, though.
I've always seen that as being very dirty too. Like, I don't think I would ever stick my dick into a random hole.
Well. Never mind. You were on Grindr, but never mind.
I'm also bottom, so I'm the one with the random hole.
Okay. You never experimented? Doug, bend over.
Tell him about the driveway.
You fucked Doug in the driveway?
No. This guy lived across the street from my mom, and we had a fire one night, and we were all sitting around drinking. Well, there's this guy that had came over from across the street named Dave Dixon. And, you know, he was with a woman, like we all thought he was straight, you know, all cool. Well, we ended up fucking in my mom's driveway.
You and Dixon?
Yeah.
Who was the bottom?
He was.
See, random hole. You weren't expecting your dick to go in that hole. It just happened. It's a random hole.
And for somebody that was supposedly straight and never had sex, it went in very easily with just a little spit.
Look, look, that doesn't mean nothing. Do you see what some of these frat boys eat and the shits they have to drop? Them things get stretched. That's a lot of fiber. That hole's been stretched out from that clonger, let me tell you. No. And I'll tell you what, I was young when I learned, like, I'm not playing with these curious guys or something like that. I will not date someone who's recently out of closet. No offense. No, don't get mad. Because I have learned, you all have not learned the proper hygiene yet. That goes with, you know, tops and whatever. We are not women. We will not take your shit literally. We need to clean the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Watch all the crevices. You need to trim that bush. Mm-mm. When we came out of the closet, we said bye to bush. You are not having a whole bunch of moss growing under your tree trunk. This is not The Hobbit. We are not hiding in your forest. Cut it.
Yeah.
Your underbite is so cute.
I mean, I use Google a lot.
Don't talk to Terry like that. Your underbite is cute, though, Terry. We're talking about my dog, just so you know. I'm not really this mean to Terry. On camera.
So, I did a lot of Googling, though, when, like, to, like, figure things out. It doesn't tell you everything, but
you all still really do love Google. This is like the eighth time we talked about Google on this show. Poor Google. It's just sit here. It's like, I just Googly wanted to answer your questions. Do you know how much gay porn I've looked up for these fuckers? That's where Pornhub came to be. Pornhub is Google's trashy gay cousins. Like, please come here. I just can't do this anymore. Let them click on you. And he's like, you can click me all night long. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I'm surprised, though, that Google hasn't actually made, like, a porn app.
They did. It's called OnlyFans. Yeah. And let me tell you.
Everybody on Twitter seems to have an OnlyFans page.
That needs to be shut down.
That's the only reason why they have Twitter is because they have an OnlyFans page.
Let me tell you.
I might as well get one.
Please don't. Look, I love you. But if I go, oh, Doug posted something. The fuck he doing to Terry? I'm just, no. And let me tell you. I have seen some OnlyFans because some of them's like, oh, the first 24 hours are free. I'm like, okay, you're cute. Let's see what you do. No, this needs to go down. Leave it to the professionals of the porn industry. You're not that good. You don't have the good angles.
Yeah, just because you hooked up with some random guy on Grindr from down the road doesn't mean I want to watch the video of it.
And not only that, but fucking TikTok, Twitter, they have filters. There's none on your OnlyFans. I can see all the warps and bumps and cellulite. I don't want to see that. When I can't tell what is a skin tag and what is your balls, we got a problem. Shut down the OnlyFans. None of you are that cute and none of you are that good at it.
And it's like huge. Like literally like everybody you talk to is like, oh yeah, I'm on OnlyFans.
Someone once asked me, he's like, do you have an OnlyFans? I'm like, I don't want to look at myself for free in the shower. Why the fuck am I going to put that on the internet?
Amen.
I'll tell you what. You want to see me naked? Go watch The Goonies. And when the kid does the truffle shuffle, that's me. All right? That's all you're missing.
I love that movie.
I'm sure. I have the body of that fat kid with a face with that, hey, you guys. No. You want to know what I look like naked? Just go watch that movie. You got all the things. Jesus Christ, give me 10 years. I'll look like the mom that's in that fucking movie.
This Mexican mother or?
You mean Italian?
Yeah.
You is she fucking Italian? White trash bastard. Mexican, Italian, it's all the same. There is two nationalities about to come beat your ass. Get out of my house.
I'm both of them.
I do not want to see that.
Doug, I need to tell you something. You say you're both of them. Just because they both kinds have cummed in you does not mean you actually have them in you. We're going to have this conversation right now, Dougie boy. This is why he's a top. He's like, I've been filled with every kind of cream. I'm just done.
I'm a puff pastry.
Get out of my house. I don't want you sitting. You're on my couch sitting with that puff pastry ass. Get out before you leak. You're very leaky. You know what? Go to linoleum. That's easy to clean, Doug.
It's like a fucking dog. Don't piss on the couch. Piss on the linoleum.
You know what? I'm about to go to my neighbor's. She has a tampon. We're going to clog that up. You better not stain my shitty ass couch.
Just use your cup holders that are made out of corks.
Just number one, that's a trivet, you uncultured swine. I don't know what big ass bowl gulp you think I'm drinking. That thing is almost a half a foot big. What cup do you think I need a trivet that big for? Once again, notice the word I'm using, trivet, not cup holder, you uncultured fucking swine.
Your cork.
Those are candle holders.
Those are cup holders.
Number those one, a cup holder ones. Is in the fucking car.
Doug.
Doug.
Coasters. Doug.
Coasters.
You turned from wrong. The coast. If you made left instead of right, you would have got to the trailer park. That's where you need to be at.
They're coastal coasters.
What are they, Doug? Cup holders? Trivets?
Yeah.
Coasters?
Yeah.
They're cork. What's on top of them, Doug?
They're cork.
What's on top of them?
Glass jars with liquid in them. It's burning.
Doug. Doug. Look at me. Run for presidency. With that IQ, you might win. Jesus Christ.
I did not have sexual relations with that man.
Everyone believes you because you can't figure out the difference between a cup holder, a trivet, or a coaster.
No, if we get a gay president, every gay man's going to move to D.C. hoping that him one day on Grindr, he can end up in the White House.
If they lived on the East Coast, they probably have. You know. At one point.
I think Donald Trump's face should be used for birth control.
That would be the ugliest dental dam I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. If you go down on somebody and Donald Trump's picture's right there, you're not going to go any further.
Actually, that's not true. I drove through Cecil County the other day. Do you know how many Trump 2020 signs I see? You know, every one of them got wet. Cheetos. They literally look down like it's going to taste like Food Lion brand Cheetos. Yum, yum, yum. That's my favorite flavor, Dollar General.
Cheeto lube.
Ew. It just makes it crusty. Doesn't even glide.
Astroglide. That's the one I hate.
We're back to the lube
it's
flavors
sticky.
Again.
Yes, Astroglide gets real sticky.
So it does come, and you seem to love that.
Yeah, but 5 minutes into it, the Astroglide starts, you start slowing down, and you're like...
Yes, because you fuck like a jackrabbit. Chill out. It's only cute when you're in your 20s, when you're in your 40s, and you're just like... Oh, no one likes it. This is why Terry always looks angry every time I see him. He's like, Jesus Christ, it's like a jackhammer in my... No wonder my ass has a crack in it. You just drove it on home. 5 minutes later, you're on the fucking Kindle. I'm sitting here just wet, like, what the fuck?
Guilty.
Guilty! Jesus Christ. And you need to either shave your face or grow it out.
Yeah.
No offense, Doug, but you're in that very danger zone facial hair... Where you don't have the soft cushion of a beard or the smoothness of a shave. It just feels like Brillo pads on the balls when you go down on people. That's
it's when you're eating the ass, you could take your chin.
Number one. You show me someone who goes, SOS pad right on my taint, and I'm going to show you someone with a problem.
Supple. Soft.
It's that fetus cream we were talking about earlier, that blood of the infants to keep them young. Don't touch me. He's leaning over trying to crush me. I'm like, I don't know what you're groping. You're talking about rubbing your chin on taints. Obviously, Terry's into it. You do you, boo-boo. You do you.
He taint happy.
Terry just looks confused. He's like, what are we talking about? All I know is we're talking about Brillo pads on taints, and someone mentioned my name. I'm scared. Two tops angry.
This episode is like.
Yeah, wait a minute. We're on an episode. Aren't we supposed to answer a question or make a point?
A train wreck.
Number one.
This is the best episode ever. It's like Jersey Shore.
Fuck you. Number one. Fine, but I ain't Snooki. Doug.
No, bitch, you're JWoww.
I'll fuck you up. Wait a minute. Oh, shit, I am JWoww. I got the tits for it. And look, they're bedazzled, too.
Terry wants his pierce this coming up in a couple weeks.
I'm going to give you a warning. One of them won't hurt a bit. It's a trap. You better hope they start with the one that hurts the most. Because they did this one. I was like, oh, that was nothing. They did this one. I thought they punctured my soul. I was like, the fuck? And don't get it done in winter. I did it in January. I walked outside. They instantly froze. I was like, my tits. I drove home holding my tits for the next week and a half. Like, they can't take the cold. Have you ever had your nipples pierced with a metal bar? And when it gets chilled and they try to get hard? Oh.
I had mine done in the summer, and my brother had a Jeep with monster tires on it, and we were in Ocean City.
You have pierced nipples?
They're out now, but they used to be pierced. When I was incarcerated, they made me take all my piercings out. So,
Doug, was that when you were single? That's not how you have to get some. You don't need to go to jail to get some loving. There's Doug knocking all the soap out of everyone's hands.
Yeah, jail was fun. No, but I did. When people dropped the soap, I would look at them and smile.
Don't do that. You do have the creepy smile.
Just to make them uncomfortable. I got more sex in jail than I ever did on Grindr.
You know, I feel like I'm out of the loop because I've never gotten sex on Grindr or from jail. But I should go to jail. I'm 6'5". You're going to need like fucking rock climbing equipment to get up here if I bend over. Plus, I keep my asshole ugly for a reason. If I bend over, they're just going to see the dark forest, maybe a hobbit running through. They're going to be like, oh, no, dude. I'm good.
Just like Grindr, there's a major shortage of tops in jail, so you're fine. It ain't everybody raping everybody like they say. It's a bunch of little straight acting whores running around trying to get some.
I'm good. I know I've seen Orange is the New Black. I ain't doing that food.
Well, you're a chef. You're fine. I'm a chef. I got a job in the ODR. Everywhere I went, straight into the ODR to cook for the officers. And they have regular food. And you could just be as creative as you want because the police love that.
I already work for the military. I already do that and get paid for it. I'm not going to go to jail to do that.
It's an experience.
I'm old. I'm done with my fucking experience. I want my 401k. You want to get me hard? Let's talk pension.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Annoying things people do. Loud eating.
Fucking, oh my God. Let me tell you, I almost broke up with Andrew when we first met. He was sweet. He was kind. He was dainty till he chewed. I was like, Jesus Christ. Are we? Stop. Stop. I was.
I kind of like that. It's annoying to me too. Like, I can't. It drives me up the wall when somebody's like smacking their mouth. We were the first time my friends down south ever met Terry. There was this girl that was chewing her gum, like smacking her mouth, and Terry's like out of the blue. He was like, "If you smack your gum one more time, I'm slapping it out of your mouth." And everybody's like, "Whoa!" And I was. It was funny as shit, though.
Did you just snort?
I don't know.
That was me.
Oh. Little piggy boy. No.
Loud talking in a quiet establishment.
Oh, I have next question. What is with gay people in underwear?
I love underwear.
See?
I don't wear it me most too. Of the time, but I have underwear on today, though.
Oh, that's there. A pocket. Never mind. I'm fucked. Oops. My bad, Terry.
I have one. I think I do.
I have underwear.
Yeah.
I have underwear on.
Today, usually.
You know, until after I started dating Andrew, I never wore underwear. Ever. And it's not because I'm like, you know, slutty and all that stuff. Stop it. Stop it, Terry. I see how you're looking at me. Look, he rearranges his hat and everything. I'm like, you need to stop that shit. He's like, this trollop. No. It's just, I'm a big guy, so underwear is uncomfortable. And then I've met Andrew. He's like, the gays got that covered, boo-boo. I was like, oh, shit, there's a whole... Except for some of these ones. Some of these things are uncomfortable as fuck.
Yeah, the ones that take your balls and smash them up. And I'm not a fucking dressing in drag right now. I don't need my balls tucked.
No, they got these new pocket underwear. Oh, I love that shit.
Yep.
That's a pocket right for your dick. This is sounding
Separatech.
No, I do obviously.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Well, I'm sorry.
I have ones that are called Separatech, and they're like that. They have a pocket for your dick, and then your balls like rest in this little tiny pouch thing.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, the only difference is I got mine from Amazon. You probably went on Walmart. It's fine. We all have a budget. Anyhow,
actually, I got them from Facebook.
Oh.
Off of their page. Thank you.
So Korean Amazon, basically.
Yes.
I will never order anything off that. I did it once. I got a 4XL. My little Jack Russell could wear it. I'm like, what the fuck Korean ass size is this? 4XL for what? A fetus? God damn.
It's like ordering shit off of Wish.
Oh, I love Wish.
Like, you gotta watch your shit on Wish.
Well, number one, I don't buy clothes from Wish. I buy the shit that's as vague as possible, that's only 99 cents, because I forget I bought it, and 6 months later it comes to my door. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Surprise gifts.
And the best part is, if you get them vague, you don't know what the fuck you're getting. Especially when there's 12 pictures and you don't know in what picture it is you're buying. It's like...
I almost bought them shoes. The Rainbow Pride for...
Those are Andrews.
Yeah.
No, I number one, I have a size 15 foot. They don't make gay shit in that size.
No.
No.
Well, you have to shop drag queen.
I don't wear heels. I'm 6'5". What do I need heels for? I already can't make it through the doorways. What do you think I'm going to do with heels and a wig?
Get yourself some thigh-high stiletto heel boots.
Look.
You would look fabulous.
Terry, get your man. Didn't we have this conversation about me wanting to be a drag queen in the last video? Get him under... You're the bottom. You're supposed to be taking control of him. What the fuck?
Wait, when?
What? When do you mean when?
When was I in charge of taking control of him?
Bitch, you signed the gay contract.
Not yet.
I'm sorry. Did you put it in his butt?
Yeah.
Guess what? His hole was the inkwell. Your dick was the pen. The contract has been dotted and signed.
See, and I just thought that was like the trial error.
Let me tell you. These two next to me, they are so fucking confused in their sexuality. They say gay, they mean lesbians. After one date, they already moved in, got a cat, and think they're married. What the fuck?
No.
But, I'm sorry. Where do y'all live?
Two cats.
With his mom.
Together?
But we don't think we're married.
Just because you haven't actually said the words don't mean you don't act it. Look, before we started this, the first thing I heard wasn't, how are you doing? Oh, we're in love. It was instantly like, this bitch, that bitch. I wasn't that late. We were supposed to be on time. Ooh, you married. The love phase is over. Now it's just getting on with life. It's like, God damn it. Fuck you. Whatever. Do I still get head? Oh, shit. It is Saturday. I love how much Terry's like laughing, pointing at Doug, and Doug's just looking down, biting his lip. It's like, God damn, we are in a lesbian love relationship.
Where's that other cat?
We're talking about gay sex, and you're worrying about pussy. What the fuck? We once again, lesbian.
I need to smoke some weed.
Not in this house. That shit stinks. I'm not even against weed. I just don't like the smell, and I can't smoke it anymore. It's too expensive. You spend $5 for a little bag that's good enough for one little joint, and then you spend $50 at McDonald's because you got the munchies. Fuck no.
McDonald's is more expensive than weed.
Yes, but weed leads to McDonald's.
And that shit's garbage.
Yeah, but you're also lazy when you're high. I'm not going to sit there and cook. Are you fucking kidding me? It's like, oh, I got to turn the stove on. There's so many buttons on that microwave. DoorDash, you are my only true friend.
Wait, how do we use it again?
What?
The weed.
How do you use the weed? How do you use the weed? God damn, we're in the cup holder coaster and trivet conversation all together again. Get your white trash ass out of this damn house. How do you use the weed?
I think they should make lube out of weed, because then my dick will get the munchies and want to eat that ass up.
They already do.
Meant to stew.
That's not what you said. You said, how do you use the weed? Are you on the weed?
No.
Are you on that devil's lettuce?
No.
You smoking that pipe?
I can't. I'll get fired from work.
What do you do?
I'm a safety coordinator at a construction company.
Oh, God. To all the men in that construction site, I am so sorry for you.
He's the police force of his construction world.
Bottom with power. We're all doomed.
So,
Jesus Christ.
So basically, Bill Clinton, a bottom with power.
Does that make you Hillary? Because you right now with your hair, you're starting to look it.
Yeah, I do. I look like Hillary Clinton.
Yes, queen.
You better watch it. You're going to get that bulb grown in the end of your nose just like Bill.
If I dye the top of my hair a different color than the bottom, I could look like Trump.
I don't know why, but when you said that, I just imagine you having like blonde hair up top, but then dyeing your pubes neon yellow.
Meow.
Everyone's wondering, Doug, does the carpet match the drapes? Only this month.
Right now it does, until Christina colors my hair. Hmm.
I don't have to worry about that question. It's red on top, hardwood floors downstairs.
Oh, yeah? All right. On that note, we're going to wrap it up.
Why, was it the hardwood comment or the downstairs?
It was the time, because it's 11:38.
And we're at the end of our recording time.
Oh, well, shit. Did we answer any damn questions you had set aside?
Yeah, we had a few we answered.
So this is washed. Thank you all for joining us for the most unsuccessful episode ever, brought to you by my fucking annoying ass.
So we tiptoed around everything that we were going to cover, but it was awesome. A lot of laughter and fun.
I don't know. I'm concerned about how do you use weed and cup holder, trivet, and coaster. I used to have respect for
these things we will handle in our next episode.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Get out.
All this and more. Stay tuned.
You leaked on my couch.